ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
ABC Sports coverage of NRL Sunday.
Rugby League is on your radio.
ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Can our panel of ABC Rugby League experts handle six questions in 3 minutes? Can they avoid getting stuck on the fence? And can the referee, Andrew Moore, avoid going into the bunker? It's time for six again.
All right, Gibbsy, who replaces Tom Dearden as Queensland halfback for Origin 1?
Oh, gee, that's a tough question, Andrew. If I was doing it right now, I'd be picking Daly Cherry Evans. I'd bring him back. I really would bring Daly Cherry Evans back. I know Sam Walker, Daly Cherry Evans, they're probably the two obvious ones, but I just think with his experience and some of the other players that are out, I think DCE would be my selection.
I feel Daly Cherry Evans being a little bit quiet for his standards. I'm going Sam Walker for Queensland.
Louis, on a scale of 1 to 10, how stunned are you at Manly's form and performance since Kieran Foran became coach?
10. Oh, to be fair, I thought they were horrible at the start of the year. The way that they played in games 1, 2 and 3, I thought they're going backwards at a very fast rate. The players were playing horrible. But then Kieran Foran's come in. He's got the belief back in the side, and I feel like all their players are playing really well. Olakau'atu back on the edge is killing it. You just got players that are just playing out of their skin, and they're playing for Kieran. You can see it. It's just a different group.
Gibbsy, St George Illawarra, over the next 6 weeks, plays Penrith, Warriors, Brisbane, Sharks, bye, and then away to Newcastle. Are they winning any of those?
No.
Yeah, they'll win the bye. That's about it. I know that brings raucous laughter from many, but I can't see it. Although there will be some State of Origin-affected teams during that time, and that may well change things.
Louis, Val Holmes concedes he'll be lucky to play Origin this year because of his club form. Should he be worried?
Yes, I think he should be. I don't think he's playing anywhere near his best football, which is obviously not good for him or good for Queensland and also good for the Dragons. But no, I can't see him getting picked this year with the way that he's playing at the moment.
No, he's been great for State of Origin for Queensland over many years, particularly on the wing, but his form, he's just totally out of confidence.
All right, John Gibbs, Women's Origin in Brisbane on Thursday night. Would you be more confident of New South Wales clinching the series or Queensland levelling at 1-1?
New South Wales of clinching the series. I think after that run under their belt, they did a good job to get out of trouble. Queensland really took it to them, but I think New South Wales will clinch the series. So that'll be 2 in a row for New South Wales.
Yeah, I'm going to go Queensland to win this one because I think they'll take it to a decider.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, finally, Louis, the Perth Bears will reportedly get salary cap concessions as they come into the competition next year. Is that what they need to attract more players?
I think they need a lot more than that, personally, than an exemption. But I think they're going to be the second team that everyone goes to. First, they're going to talk to PNG. Then they're going to look at the Bears. And then they're going to see what the contract looks like with everyone else in the club. And I think the Bears are just going to be a comparison. I think they're going to struggle.
I think there's been an acknowledgement that they need help. So a salary cap concession is one way to do that. They do need help because they are struggling for sure.
Do you love rugby league? NRL Sunday on ABC Sport.
On your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Cronulla, I mean, as I asked Louis last night, what team is this year? Well, Craig Fitzgibbon, their coach, was less than happy with their performance.
I thought we had a shark-like performance last week, but not tonight. And just looked more important to them and not important enough to us. Just harden up, just do the simple things better than our strong performances this year have been strong, and but it's been inconsistent, and we've got to get consistent on the simple things and the hard things, and till we learn those lessons and trying to feel our like a feel good process through a game, mate, we've just got to harden up and we'll do that. We'll figure it out. And It's par for the course. We have these wobbles every year and we sort of tend to do something about it, but sick of waiting for it as well. So we'll get back to work next week.
That's a frustrated coach, if ever you hear one. And Craig Fitzgibbon is one of the more honest coaches you can get a reaction from, but he's right, Louis. Their ceiling is very high, but their floor is very low. There's a huge gap between best and worst.
Yeah, absolutely. Consistency is definitely way off. You know, when you watch the Sharks play, when they're playing their best week in, week out, it's the same. I mean, they're copy and paste sort of sets, if that makes sense. But, yesterday I felt like they looked tired. Their energy levels were down. When things went against them, they didn't know what to do. They did everything by themselves. I talk about this all the time. Effort doesn't have to be everything with the ball. Sometimes it could be effort. It's effort off the ball that helps your mate. And I felt like there was no effort off the ball from the Sharks yesterday. They was always running out, one-out runs. They weren't pushing up support. They weren't doing their thing. I feel like there's no X factor there at the moment. They all look tired and flat.
There were holes everywhere, Louis. There were big gaps on the field where those elusive blokes could run all the time. I don't understand
from them. The defence is so bad. Isn't it so bad?
Yeah, and they're getting pulled apart every time. But the thing is, it's silly decisions. They're not working together. They're like, you know, they'll have their centres or their wingers will come up and in for no reason. And, like, they wouldn't be working like that at training. They'd be getting up, staying together, working as a group together. But I feel like when they get a little bit of pressure under them, they just come out of the system and they don't do what they've been trained or taught to do.
Fascinating game at Magic Round. Them up against the Dogs.
On Friday night.
Dogs. It's going to be amazing. And
Blake Brayley won't be playing.
No, he's in concussion protocol.
That is a huge loss because the only time when I feel like when the Sharks look really good is when Blake Brayley is out of dummy half and playing his type of football.
It's that and Braden Trindle being outstanding in attack. And if Braden Trindle's quiet, they don't have anything in attack. Especially Blake Brayley. I mean, he had his HIA in the 70th minute, wasn't it? He went from the field and he failed it, which means he won't be able to play on Friday night, the 6 o'clock game that we'll be calling at Lang Park on Friday night.
NRL Sunday on ABC Sport.
Rugby League is on your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio
and ABC Listen.
Well, the Newcastle Knights inside the top 8 after yesterday's resounding win in Wollongong, beating St George Illawarra comfortably enough, 44 points to 10. And this Knights team is starting to look potent again, isn't it? With Kalen Ponga back, Dylan Brown back, and Dylan Lucas, their second rower, is back and playing good footy. He's on the line. G'day, Dylan. How are you going?
Hey, lads, how are you? I'm good.
Must be nice to be back and everyone starting to fire again after a couple of down weeks, but with so many star attractions out of business. Bradman Best was another one I failed to mention, so I must be feeling good to get the band back together, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it's nice to have all the boys back on deck again. We had a few weeks there where we had a bit of a rough run with injuries, but, it's good to have everyone out there now.
Often with a new coach, it can take time for teams to adapt and new playing styles or new messages, all that sort of thing. You boys clicked almost immediately with Justin Holbrook. How has he changed things in your view?
Yeah, he's been really good for us. I think that shows with our footy and the style of footy that we're playing at the moment. He's just installing a lot of confidence into the boys and just encouraging everyone to play their style of footy and what works for them and, sort of just giving the boys confidence to go out there and do their thing.
What about yesterday down in Wollongong and you race to that lead 32-0? How hard is it then as an elite player, and I often speak to Louis about this, to maintain the focus and keep doing what you're doing? Because it's easy to look from outside in and think, oh, they've gone off the boil. How hard is that mentally to stay as up as you were at the start of the game when you've got the game in the bag?
Yeah, I feel like that is a big talking point at halftime when you go into the sheds and you have started the game well. And I thought yesterday we actually missed the jump coming out after halftime, which can happen. And to the boys' credit, I thought that we wrestled back momentum and then we finished the game pretty well. But, yeah, it can be difficult to keep everyone up and on task. But I thought, yeah, we probably didn't start the second half great yesterday, but we worked out a way to get it done.
Dylan, congratulations on your form, mate. I love watching you play. But talk to me. As a lover of the game, I love watching it, but obviously not out there anymore playing it. What is the biggest difference in the game at the moment? Are you finding as a player out in the field?
Yeah, I think the speed of the game, obviously you can see that from watching. And, momentum is playing a big part in the game at the moment. And when you've got it, you want to find ways to hang on to it. And then, when you're on the other end of it, it can be a pretty lonely place and you got to try and find a way to wrestle back that momentum.
Is there things that you work on at training when you know that you've lost the momentum that you could say, okay, well, we've lost the momentum now. What do we do to wrestle that back?
Yeah, I think you've just got to be able to identify that and when things aren't going great. And it's not like it used to be where you might get it back with one play. It's usually going to take 5 to 10 minutes the way the game is at the moment. Then you got to sort of just dig your heels in. And I think you got at the moment, it's got to be a defensive play or a few sets where you really start to muscle up and wrestle that momentum back.
And, mate, what about the six agains? I get frustrated when I see it. What's it like as a player when you're on play 4 or 5, your mate gives away a set restart? And what's going through your head there? Is it something that you've worked for at training, or is it something that you go, oh, this is frustrating?
Yeah, it was frustrating to start with, but, we've sort of identified it now that you can't change that and it's going to happen. So being able to react in a more positive way and sort of just move on from it, because if you dwell on them, you're going to be dwelling on it for a while, because there seems to be a few of them at the moment.
Dylan, being a South Coast boy, you've cut your teeth in that Wollongong area because that's where you played your junior footy. It must have been nice to play your first grade game at the Gong.
Yeah, I was excited to get down there and play in the Gong, actually. I had a fair bit of family and friends there yesterday, and yeah, I always like to try and get one over them when we head down there.
And also, you got the best seat in the house, Greg Marshew, a club record equaling with Edric Lee, did it a few years ago, but 5 tries. That left side, you are priding yourself, Bradman Best, Fletcher Sharp, and Greg Marshew on the end of it all.
Yeah, Greggy was on fire yesterday. I wouldn't want to be one-on-one trying to stop him in the corner either, because he's a hard man to tackle, and he was on fire yesterday.
Just from a Dragons perspective, did you glean anything? Was there much talk? Was it quiet? You boys are obviously, you know, doing your thing. You were strutting your stuff brilliantly, but did you find any talk among the Dragons, or was it a bit quiet? Did you notice anything different from say the week before when you played South?
No, I don't think there was any difference. Them boys are ripping in. They're just not getting results at the moment. And yeah, I wouldn't say there was a real difference there.
Can I just pick up on that point? Because, Dylan, you've been there with the Knights in the last couple of years where things have gone ordinary. You've been battling constant injuries. How tough is it to remain motivated each week when the season appears lost and it appears for a while like there's nothing you can do to win a game? How do you keep going?
I think it comes down to having a bit of pride in the jersey and who you're playing for. At the end of the day, it's bigger than us. Fans turn up week in, week out, whether or not we're winning or not up there in Newey. So, yeah, it's not too hard to stay motivated up there, because they are always turning up. And, yeah, you just got to remember why you do it. And a lot of the boys just love playing footy, and I know I'm one of them fellas.
Yeah, there's great optimism in the Newcastle area now. And that crowd that you get at Newcastle is fantastic. But it must seem like it was just a couple of weeks ago. But you're going to play your 50th game next week at Magic Round. And this is you play the Gold Coast, I think. It's a good opportunity for you boys to sort of charge up the ladder.
We've got a pretty good run coming up, and we just got to take it week to week at the moment, and yeah, hopefully keep stacking some wins, because we know how quickly the comp can change when you lose a few in a row, and confidence is a big thing, and momentum as well at the moment. So yeah, just trying to take it week to week at the moment, and yeah, just keep putting in good performances.
You've been touted as an Origin player for New South Wales for a few years now. I know you've had some injuries along the road too, but now that you're back feeling fit, playing good footy, is the prospect of that on your mind? Can you just keep bashing it away, or are you starting to think, now's my time?
I think I'd be lying if I said I don't think about it. It's obviously a goal of mine, and it's somewhere that I want to be, but at the moment, if I just keep doing my job for Newey and we keep winning games, then I feel like I'll give myself the best chance to get into that arena at some point. But, yeah, at the moment, I've just got to focus on playing some good footy and staying on the field.
Well, you guys are doing that, and hopefully the latter as well, staying on the field. Dylan Lucas, really good to catch up with you today. Well done on the form. You guys are so fun to watch at the moment. And we'll see you up in Brisbane for Magic Round. May it continue. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, lads. Appreciate it.
ABC Sports coverage of the NRL Premiership.
NRL Sunday.
On your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Hi, this is Chris Barth, a new member of the ABC's weekend team this year. I'm a Parramatta Eels supporter. Can be difficult at times, but I do love the NRL and I have many thoughts about it. Many. But right now, we are after your first thought. The first thing that comes to your mind when Andrew mentions the topic. And don't be like John Gibbs. It's not your second or third or fourth, fifth or sixth thought. Just your first thought. Sorry, Gibbsy.
Thank you, Chris. Look, we started this theme recently when I asked for your first thought and you all went nuts. You had some great answers about an esteemed member of our commentary team. It was John Gibbs. So today I want your first thought when you hear the name Luke Lewis.
Are you G'ing up today?
I am not.
That's a G up.
Boy, did 25 million thoughts pop into my head. And I feel a little bad about this, Louie. But if I'm honest, I'll be perfectly honest with you. My first thought, seriously, the first thing that popped into my head was Coffs Harbour. And you telling us about that try you scored in a City Country game. You were adamant about it. I think you still are. Until Raph Tucker did 30 seconds worth of fact-checking. And as it turned out, the only try you scored in beautiful Coffs Harbour was in your imagination. So that is the first thing that popped into my head. But I promise you, if you're allowed 1,000 thoughts, I'd fill them up with ease. So how about you? What is your first thought about Luke Lewis? You knew him as a two-time premiership winner. You knew him as a star for New South Wales at State of Origin level. You knew him as a star for the Kangaroos. You knew him as a Clive Churchill medalist. And since 2019, you've known him as a broadcaster with us. 1-300-361-700 is the number to ring. 1-300-361-700 or text 0467-920-222. Go for it. First thought on Luke Lewis.
Why am I so nervous about this one?
Well, you probably should be. John Gibbs, I bet you you've got a million thoughts too. What's the first one?
I'm going to be honest with due respect to Chris Barth.
Yes.
This is my second thought.
Oh, no.
Because my first thought wouldn't have been fit for air, but my second thought is flatulence.
Flatulence. I'm not surprised that got a mention. I did ask Ralph Tucker, our producer, what's your first thought about Luke Lewis, Ralphie? Smell.
That's the same.
I understand. All right. Well, Luke Lewis, what is your first thought about Luke Lewis?
Oh, geez. I've never really thought about myself.
Well, I want your first thought now. And that is a blatant lie.
Humbles at one of them.
Yeah, look, probably just dad.
Dad, okay. That's cool.
Simple. Like it's and I'm proud, and my proudest thing in my life.
All right. So your first thought about yourself is dad. 1-300-361-700 or text 0467.
Can I change that?
920. No, you can only have one.
No. It's still the same thing. It's still the same thing. Because my kids actually call me Papa.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. So it'd be Papa.
Okay. Papa. That's fine. Tim Verrill, our boss, the head of sport at the ABC, sent through his first thought. Can't fit in a plane seat. Where's Louie? Now, our calls are coming through thick and fast already. We've got Steve online. Hello, Steve.
How are you, boys?
Good, thanks, Steve.
Yeah, my first thought was the 2016 grand final. Not a supporter of either team, but I backed him for the first try scorer.
How good.
Bees before the line.
Oh, Steve, mate, we used to have a little crew that we used to go out every Tuesday night, and we used to go to the casino and we'd have a feed, and it was our boys' night. We'd go there, and the boys said, oh, that's it. We're going to get on Luke to score first try, and we're going to get him to win the Clive Churchill, and obviously the Sharks to win the grand final. Mate, still to this day, I get hammered that I didn't reach out and score that try on the first try in grand final night. So there you go.
I backed for feeder for the Churchill, and I thought he probably should have got it. But
well, Steve,
wow. Oh.
Steve, you only played 20 minutes. What are you talking about?
Good. Steve, you could be my favourite caller of the year. So far. Good on you, mate. Thank you, Steve. 1-300-361-700. Text 0467-920-222. You're feeling better about it all now?
I love it. You know what? At the end of the day, I love getting Mickey taken out of you and that as well. So it's good. Bit of back to like the old change room days now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Good.
ABC Sports coverage of the NRL Premiership.
NRL Sunday.
On your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Yeah, I'm PNG, a brand new team.